This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
It was an act of God.
This whole world's not an accident. It came to be by the touch of His hand. Through His love, reached down and breathed His life into man. Yes, for all of us, He is calling us with His blessings to show. The best part of it is the heart of it. It's the good news we know.
Every time the sun shows His face, every time I'm needed, His grace. Every little bird in the air never will escape from His care.
He arose again, He defeated sin, and He shed His blood for me.
It was an act of God.
Expect them to know, but they pushed God out of the picture when His presence is quite obvious. Only fools deny Him so. And in all of us, there's a call in us for the truth to be shown. Yes, the heart of it, every part of it, is from God's highest throne.
Every time the sun shows His face, every time I need His grace, every little bird in the air
never gone,
never
gone, no, cause He arose again, He defeated sin, and He shed His blood.
If you're going the same old way, same shall you stay. But if it's a new vision, then it constantly calls for a new direction. If you're thinking average, you will be on the same old page. But if you want to excel, you will expel the rot to have a story to tell. If you're complaining, the same shall be your remaining. But if you're always praising, you shall He always be raising. If you live your life on a whatever idea, it will lead you wherever. But if you're careful about your choice, it will cause you to rejoice. If you're full of tears, you will always be with and be in your fears. But if you're full of cheers, then you will stand tall among your peers. Reflections by Ebenezer Coy.
Make prayer sacrificial. Make prayer sacrificial. Pray even when you don't feel like it. It may involve a sacrifice that goes beyond your normal routine, but the results are infinitely rewarding. Let us turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. I read, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." I read again. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Make prayer sacrificial. And as you pray, even when you do not feel like it, definitely you will receive results, even when you do not feel like you will be receiving them. The Lord richly bless you. I am Belle Dollabill.
Hello, listener. You're about to listen to a discussion on the topic I. This is the third part of the discussion I.
The same power that rose Lazarus from the dead is in us. What about you? Are you a child of God? Then know that you have that same power in you. On that note, I welcome you back to A Healthy You. Today we're talking about the I. And before we left, I was getting some jargons from Mr. Pakpo. Was talking about some humerus, aqueous, and vitreous, or something. So, Pakpo.
So, from where we left off, mm-hmm. we said one of the functions of the vitreous humor mm-hmm. is to maintain the shape of the eye.
Okay.
Apart from maintaining the shape of the eye, the vitreous humor also helps to absorb shock that is directed towards the eye. Let's mm-hmm. say, for instance, in the blue. Mm-hmm. It helps to absorb the shock.
So can I give you a blue light? Let's see if you can absorb. Oh, don't bring your face.
But I want to explain
no
that
problem.
Point.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Because when we look at when a woman is pregnant, mm-hmm. the fetus lies in an amniotic fluid and chorion.
Okay.
And then looking at the function of the amniotic fluid, it absorbs shock. Like mm-hmm. when the mother falls or when something strikes mm-hmm. the stomach, the amniotic fluid absorbs that shock. Mm-hmm. In the same way, the vitreous humor mm-hmm. absorbs shocks that mm-hmm. goes to the
okay.
eye.
So it's like when you buy an electronic gadget, sometimes in a box you see this white
mm-hmm.
thing. How do they even call it? Kapu or something inside the box before the actual, so when it falls,
yes.
that thing will
absorb that.
So we would say it is a vitreous absorbent. Okay, thanks.
And then mm-hmm. also looking at the structure of the vitreous humor, mm-hmm. the retina is behind the vitreous humor.
Okay.
And because the vitreous humor keeps the eye inflated always, mm-hmm. it helps to properly position the retina.
Okay.
Because when we receive light from the external part, the light is focused on the retina.
Mm-hmm.
So when the retina is not properly placed, it means the retina will not be able to receive that light and will mm-hmm. not be able to see properly. So it also helps to connect the retina very well to the back of the eye wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So from the vitreous humor, we go to the retina.
Okay.
So the
are you done with the humors?
Yes, I'm okay. done. I'm done.
Okay. Today, your first time, you're giving me job-breaking words.
Okay. So from the vitreous humor, we go to the retina.
Okay.
The retina has photoreceptors, which helps us to see colors.
Okay.
So when the retina receives the light, it's the function of the retina is to transmit this light into neural signals
mm-hmm.
so that these signals are sent to the optic nerve and sent to the brain.
Please slow down, Okay. What is neural signals?
Okay, when we receive the light, the mm-hmm. brain doesn't understand light.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be changed.
Communicate in brain language.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it is transmitted to the neural
signal.
And
is that P or English? No, I mean the brain language. Okay.
So it's mm-hmm. transmitted to neural signals. And then the neural signals are transmitted to the optic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to the brain for interpretation. for us to be able to know that this is a man, this is a car,
this is blue, this is red. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So okay. That's
the work of the retina.
Yes.
Okay. Gifty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will just add a little. That's the cancels of the eye.
Mm-hmm. The what?
The cancels.
Cancels.
Yes.
Can you spell it?
CANCHUS. Cantus of the eye.
C-A-N.
Yes.
C-A-N. Tony.
Yes.
Okay. Cantus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of the eye. And that's when the inner portion where the conjunctivals meet. So the layer on that, we have the upper and the lower.
The red.
Part
of the eyelids.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you wake up, you see some cream-like substance there. Some people call it in a local MP. And it changed me.
I know of the MP. Actually, I've never
heard. Yeah. Ashanti, you call it. Then it changed me. And I said, yes, it changed me.
Hey, so they see that as salt.
And we have the inner and then the outer. The inner, it's towards where the nostril is.
Okay.
The nostril line, that's branch to the eyebrow. Wow. And then the outer is the smaller junction.
At the edge of the eye. Towards the ear.
Yes. That's it.
Okay. And you are saying they do what?
They are also there to also protect the eye.
Okay.
Because without that, when you close your eye, they can't meet and close properly. But because they are there, they help. Mm-hmm. And also, the eye has muscles that help support them. And the muscles, there are six main muscles.
Mm-hmm.
But what they all do, we have the oblique and then the rectus. What they just do is to help us see in all directions.
Okay.
So to be able to roll your eye so that when something is above you, you'll be able to see.
Mm.
When something is beneath or below, you can see at your side and at your side.
Mm.
So it's those muscles which help us to perform all these functions.
Okay. I think some people have very healthy eye muscles because sometimes it can eye you to understand that you try to do it and you have pains.
Consistent practice. You don't do it, but they do it all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Rolling the eyes.
Yes, some can really roll the eye in a way that it would have been better if the person had just insulted you with the mouth. Okay, let's look at various conditions that affect the eye, or let's say ailments of the eye. But before we go on, Madam, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I wanted to summarize.
Okay.
Okay, the layers of the eye.
Okay.
And so I'm starting from the outer layer into the inner layer.
Okay.
And so for the outer layer, it starts from the sclera.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talk about, it is the white part of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the tough surface, protective layer of the eye. And so it extends over the eye's anterior portion outside as the transparent cornea.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talk about the cornea already. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's just the white part of the eye. And then we go to the uvula.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is the middle layer of the eye.
Okay.
And so from the outer, we go to the middle before we go to the inner. And that one consists of the choroid.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called choroid, and it's the back portion of the eyeball. Okay, and so it provides nourishment, as our brother said, to the retina.
Okay,
and then we go on to the ciliary body, and that one consists of the muscles that control the shape of the lens, and it allows us to see things which is close to the eye and then things which are far away from the eye. And so it's the ciliary body which helps us to accommodate the eye on an object.
Okay.
All right.
You just listened to the third part of the discussion, Eye. A continuation will be brought to you later.
For any inquiries or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Once there was love, long ago, sweet innocence, long ago, please tell me when did it go, out of our hearts, out of our world, when someone came, in the night, came to lead me, to the light. Turn us around, make us proud. Bring love to our hearts, love to the world. Let there be peace around the world. Let there be joy around the world. Let there be hope around the world. Let there be love. Somehow, changing our hearts, changing our world. I know our God, He can do. His love is strong, His word is true. We need to take the good news into our hearts, into our world.
He's waiting and watching, watching for you.
You are welcome to the moment of truth. I am your humble servant, Daniel Abbey, and the sermon is entitled, The Quest for Perfection. The scripture text is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. And I read, Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. These words of Jesus have challenged and crushed, motivated and mortified sincere souls in every century since he uttered them. They cry out still in our day, and we must take them seriously. Some people have taken, and still take, them to be a demand for absolute sinlessness. And understood this way, these people find within themselves something that rises up and says, I will be that person. I will do whatever it takes to weed out all flaws from my life so that I can stand without fault before God. These earnest souls fall into a deep pit, the pit of self-delusion. Their lives become focused on themselves and turn inward, whereas the life Jesus calls us to always tends outward to bless others. If they continue on this course, they inevitably either end up proud of their supposed righteousness or come to throw out religion altogether. What did Jesus mean by these haunting words? As far as in scripture, the context shed light on the meaning. We need to go back to verse 43, in which Jesus quotes from the Old Testament, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." That's verse 43 to verse 45. So Jesus is telling us that we should relate to people, all people, not just our friends or our families, but relate to even those who despitefully use us in the way that God relates to them. Being a Christian, you have to always look at your neighbor as yourself, the way God will love and relate to them, the way God will reach out to them. We don't have to do good to only the people we think are only doing good to us. We have to reach out even to those who do not like us. And in relation to this, when we go down on our knees, we have to pray for such people for a change of heart and a change of mind. Even when they do not like us, let us reach out to them. Let us pray for them. It is said that the best way to get rid of an enemy is to make that enemy your friend. God is kind to all, generous to all, without distinction or partiality. Then comes the verse 48, which is the conclusion of the argument. We should be complete and mature. This is the meaning of the original, just like our Heavenly Father in all our dealings. Eugene Peterson expresses Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 this way, and I quote, "In a word, what I'm saying is, grow up. You are kingdom subjects. Now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously towards others, the way God lives towards you." Ellen White says, "We are to be centers of light and blessings to our little circle, even as He is to the universe. We have nothing of ourselves, but the light of His love shines upon us, and we are to reflect this brightness. In His borrowed goodness, we may be perfect in our sphere, even as God is perfect." Brethren, if we are following the principles of our Heavenly Father, then let us walk in the newness of His love. Let us take after Him all His deals and His attitude, that we can be able to reach out to the unlovable. The greatest gospel is that love those who hate you. If every Christian can walk in this newness of love, if every Christian can reach out to the unlovable, the unreachable, then the message of God asking us to be perfect as He is will work for His children. It is my prayer that we do what God wants us to do. We set examples as followers of Christ. We stand for the right, though the heaven falls, as Ellen White will put it. Let us love and hate not. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And by so doing, when we do that, others through us will come to know Jesus. Others through us will come to understand the gospel. We are the only gospel this careless world is reading. We are the sinner's gospel. We are the scoffer's creed. We are the Lord's last message given in deed and word. Brethren, Jesus is coming again. What is the life that we are showing to others for them to know that Jesus is coming again? Do we preach virtues and practice vice? Do we tell others about the coming of Jesus and yet we are not doing as he is asking us to do? It is for us to stand for the right. And standing for the right is to love those who hate you. Even to those who persecute you, God says, love them. He is a loving father. He gives rain to even those who do not deserve. He gives light to those who do not deserve. He gives food to all. And if your loving father is asking you to love your enemy, to love those who persecute you, that is his life. And so we have to walk after him. We have to live for him. We have to set good examples that others will see him through us. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord help us. May the Lord equip us so that we can stand for him even in these last days that we are. God bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.